The courage to choose. When we succeed at decluttering digital noise and distractions and grow in the practice of discernment, there's hope that we may be able to ascertain the voice of God and follow God's leading. That voice is the essence of what is meant by vocation. The English word vocation is derived from the Latin vocare, to call, and vox, voice. The meaning centers on a voice calling. John Neefsee, a clinical psychologist and senior lecturer in the Department of Theology at Loyola University Chicago, says, "Vocation is not only about me and my personal fulfillment, but about us and the common good." When we align with that voice, we are able to sort through the countless voices and choices that face us. We can then commit to a particular and unique expression of the voice calling us. Some naively judge spiritual practice as selfish, as if private spiritual devotion takes us away from others and focuses us too much on self, navel-gazing. But in actuality, committing to contemplative practice enlarges our capacity to love our neighbor and have meaningful impact in the world. Taking time to practice being grounded in our principal identity as completely and utterly loved roots us in divine love. From that source flows the power of love to change the world. This is Christ consciousness. Years ago, a dear friend, while working through the challenges of living in one of the poorest, most polluted cities in the world, made a most profound statement. "To get something, you have to give something up." How true. Anyone who has loved knows that love often requires sacrifice. Contemplative spirituality affirms that the sacrifice called for by love is the sacrifice of the false self. Philippians 1:21. Being freed of the false self enables us to make choices based in love. Love of self, God, and others. Being firmly established in God's universal and particular love, Ephesians 3:16-19, enables us to be what Ignatius calls indifferent to created things. Buddhists refer to this principle as non-attachment. Indifference or non-attachment means to live with interior freedom, letting nothing own us but love. Indifference is not a disinterested, aloof posture to life. Rather, indifference is the liberty to choose what is best, even when it goes against our natural inclinations. In this way, we bravely overcome the false self and live into our true self. We can then utilize the things of the world to the extent that they help us to live our created purpose and let go of things when they hinder us from that purpose. When rooted in love, we are able to better discern how to courageously live with charity in every thought, choice, decision, and action. To the extent that we absorb God's love, we participate in our created purpose to bring all of creation to its fullness. Ignatius reiterates that the various choices to be made in life are tethered to the ultimate objective to praise, reverence, and serve God, and so attain our ultimate fulfillment. Discernment helps us realize which choices will meet that objective. In the exercises, Ignatius demonstrates how God inspires decisions through our will, body, gut, feelings, heart, emotions, or reason, mind, thoughts. All three ways are reliable, and when we experience the operation of one, the other two can be activated for confirmation. But this process of decision-making is only suitable for those who have developed an adequate capacity for interior freedom, indifference, or non-attachment. To discern our highest purpose, we must have the courage to be led wherever the Spirit leads. We must hold a healthy sense of detachment from the things of the world. It's that kind of inner freedom that sometimes gets people killed.